The Gemara here on the top of Chav Gimel Manav continues to discuss this machloka between Rabbi Bo and Chizkiah as to the source of Isur Hana in the Torah. Chizkiah tells us that whenever the Torah uses the term Lo Ye Achel, that means not only Isur Achila, but Isur Hana because of the change in the Lashon, whereas Rabbi Abo believes any time the Torah has an Isur Achila, associated with that is an Isur Hana because of what we saw by Neveila, that the Torah had to come and specify that there is a Heter Hana'a with the Neveila, implying that had it not had that Heter, then the Isur Achila would have sufficed to tell us both Isur Achila and Isur Hana'a. The Gemara continues to bring up other areas where it seems to be challenging for Rabbi Abo, which is, just 8 lines down, Hare Truma D'Rachmana Amar, by Truma the Torah says, V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh, that no outsider or stranger may partake of the Kodesh, the Kodesh referring here to Truma. V'tznan, and we have a mission about it, Ma'arvim L'Nazir B'Yayin Uli Yisrael B'Truma, that one is permitted to use for an Eruv Tchumin, they're allowed to use wine for the Nazir, even though the Nazir can't drink it, because he has the ability to be Mash'il Al Haneder. He has the ability to get Hatarat Nidarim and not be a Nazir anymore. And same for Yisrael B'Truma. Yisrael can use Truma even though he can't eat the food. He can't utilize that Su'udah on Shabbat. Nevertheless, it can be Matir Neder, Kodesh, and the designation of the Matnot Kehuna are items that can be reversed through Hatarat Nidarim. The implementation of these items comes through what quote-unquote a Neder, and therefore they can be undone Ayyidei Hashalah. That's one way to view it, or the other way to view it is whether we have to have the Su'udah be edible by this individual, or is it simply enough that someone else can eat it. But either way, here, we're using Truma for Hana'ah. We're using Truma for benefit of this individual. He's making Eruv Tchumim with it, and that's benefiting him. So why isn't there an Isur Hana'ah over here? And we know from the Gemara in Eruvin that Usurei Hana'ah don't function as Eruvin. Samar of Papa, Shani Hatam, Damar Kra, Trumachem. That is an exception over there by Truma, because yes, the word Lo Yochal would have included both an Isur Achilah and an Isur Hana'ah. But nevertheless, the Pasuk says by Truma, says Trumachem, it is your Truma. Your Truma implying that it's for your needs and for your utility. Now, what's interesting over here, the Gemara quotes Trumachem, which is not found by Truma itself, it's actually found by Trumat Ma'aser. It's the Truma that is removed by the Levi from his Ma'aser Rishon. The pasuk we quoted before about Lo Yochal, Zachol Zari Lo Yochal Kodesh, was referencing to Truma Gidola. So as Rashi points out, the limud is from Trumat Maaser, but nevertheless there is a hekesh between Trumat Maaser and Truma itself, and through that hekesh, just like by Trumat Maaser we say that it's for you and for your utility, so too will we say the same thing by Truma Gidola. Shoshalachem Tehei, that it is yours to use. V'idach, what about Chizkiah? Chizkiah, who doesn't think there's any Isur Hana over here, why does he need the Trumat Chem then? There wasn't an Isur Hana to start with. You can use it if you want it. Then why do you need this Pasuk of Trumat Chem? It says, Trumat Chem, the Chol Yisrael Ka'amar. That is the literary style of the Torah. The Torah will speak Trumat Chem, meaning your Truma. Your Truma not being yours personally, or yours in particular, but your Truma in the plural sense. All of Klal Yisrael's Truma. That's what it means, Trumat Chem, and it's nothing to be learned from that because that's simply an idiomatic usage of the word rather than necessitating a limud from the word. So now the Gemara moves on to the next two items that we just quoted from that Mishnah, which is Varei Nazir. Varei Nazir d'Rachmana Amar Mechar Tzanim Va'adzag Lo Yochel, from the pits until the skins of the grape he may not eat. Machloket, which one is which, but we'll go with most say that Chatzanim are the pits and the Zag is the skins around it. Lo Yochel, you cannot eat it. So once again, for Rabbi Abo, that would imply an Isur Achilah as well as an Isur Hana'ah, Vitnan, and the Mishnah we just quoted before, which is Marvim Lenazir B'Yayin, that you can use for an Erev Tchumim, you can use Yayin, you can use wine. So again, there's no Isur Hana'ah over here with regards to the Yayin vis-a-vis the Nazir, even though he has an Isur Achilah that's associated with the Yayin. Samar Zutra, Shani Hotam, Damar Kara. Over there, it's different because the Pasuk says Nizro. So it's a Nezer Shelo. It's his Nizirot. Shelo Yehei, that it belongs to him. That anything that is restricted to him within the Nizirut really belongs to him. And he does not have that Isur Hana. In other words, we have a dispensation there that offsets the Lo Yochel. So Rav Ashi Amar, we learn it from this pasuk, Kadosh Yeh Gadel Pera Se'ar Rosho. So that his hair will be Kadosh. The hair that he grows out is Kadosh. He has to burn it underneath the Shlamim when he is cooking it. But that is what is Kadosh. Gidulo Kadosh. The growth of his hair is what is Kadosh, Vein Davar Acher Kadosh. On the other hand, nothing else within the framework of Nizirut is Kadosh. So Gemara says, Midei Vein Davar Acher Ktiv. What type of diuk is it? It doesn't say there, this is kadosh and nothing else is kadosh. It just says the hair is kadosh and maybe everything else is also kadosh. Ella mechavarta kede marzutra. It's clear that the answer of marzutra is the proper answer, that of nizro. Now, it's interesting over here that the Gemara doesn't ask, what does Chizkiyah do with the word nizro? In all of these instances, because the term lo yochel, lo yochel, lo tochel for Rabbi Abahu indicates Isra Hana and Isra Achila, so then when the Torah wanted to accept the items from that, it has to give you a limud to stop it. On the other hand, for Rabbi Abahu, where the only usage of the term is lo yachel, then when it uses lo tochel and all these other words, there's no reason to have a mute within the pasuk. So the Gemara asked that by Truma, what was Trumatchem? Over here, in this case, the Gemara doesn't ask Nizro, what does Chizkiyah do with Nizro? So Tosfot says that Tema, the Chizkiyah Nizro the Mayata. So he says, Vitzvarim de Garsinan, there are some of the Gemaras that have a Girsa in them, it says, Al Nizro Migaleach, Ve'enu Migaleach on Nizrut Aviv. On his own Nizirut, he does shave or he shaves, but on Nizrut Aviv, he does not shave. Has to do with the Gemara in Nizirut, whether a son can then fill in the shoes of his father and become Nazir in the place of his father. Turns out that the halacha is not like this and makes it very difficult. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger points out. But Tosafot is trying to address the issue of why the Gemara looked away over here, whereas in the other cases it's asking what Chizkiyah does with this extraneous word. Varei chadash. What about chadash? Chadash is the new grain that grows that is not permitted until after the Havata Omer on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan. Tzorchmano amar lechem bikali v'karmel lo tochlu ad etzem yom hazeh. You're not allowed to partake of any of these grains or these items until the middle of this day, meaning until the 16th of Nisan, Vitznan. And yet it says about that, Kotzer the Shachat, that you're allowed to harvest it to throw it out to the animals. You're allowed to cut it. Now, Shachat is a type of growth where it hasn't reached a maturity. It's below the third of growth, and you chop it down to give it as feed for the animals. So the truth is, Kotzer Shachat lebehema, chil debehema itself would not have been problematic, because that's not real tzirah. It's not considered to be a harvesting. Problem here with chadash is that you're not allowed to harvest things prior to the tzirat ha-omer. So here it seems to be indicating that you're allowed to harvest it and give it to your animals as a benefit to you. I mean, they're benefiting from it prior to the havat ha-omer. So the problem with that question is that the truth is that he's not harvesting something that would be chayav in chadash because it hasn't reached the point of maturity or growth that we would ever consider it to be a problem of chadash, and you're feeding it to the animal. So both Rashi and Tosafot say over here that the Gemara is saying this, but it really means to extrapolate to the other case, which is that later on, if you go out into the field and you're kotef biyadayim, and you pick with your hands, you're not allowed to do a real tzirah before the tzirat omer, but if you go out in there and pick with your hands, you can feed that chadash to your animal. And that's what the Gemara is referencing over here. That ability to give hanah to your animal, even when the grain reaches full maturity, indicates that there is no Isser Hana over here, despite the fact that the Pasuk frames it as Lo Tochlu. So if Lo Tochlu should involve both an Isser Achila and Isser Hana. So Rav Shemaya, Shaina Hotom, Damagra, Kitzirchem. Because the Torah says, Kitzirchem, that the Katsir belongs to you. Kitzirchem, Shalachem Yehei. Whatever you harvest belongs to you. Belongs to you means that you get the utility or the benefit from that item. V'idach, what does Chizkiyah do with the word Kitzirchem? He says, again, that is the literary style of the Torah, Kitzirchem, the Chol Yisrael Mashma. It's an idiomatic use of the word, which is that Kitzirchem means that the Katsir of all the Jews, when you are Kotzer, not that it means yours in particular, it's not telling you as an individual your Katsir, but rather you in the plural sense of you, your Katsirah, you should do this with it or you shouldn't do this with it. Vare Shvatzim, another case of Shvatzim, Derachman Amar Sheketu Lo Ye'achel, says Sheketu Lo Ye'achel. Now this is a problem both for Rabbi Abahu and for Chizkiyah, because here it uses the term lo yachel, and that would indicate an Isar Hanah according to both of them, Vitnan. And on the other hand, we have a Mishnah, Tzaydei Chaya Velfot Vidagim, trappers that are trapping kosher animals, they're going out to trap wild animals, fowl, fish, Shinizdam Luhem Minim Tmeim, in their traps. Sometimes it happens that they get non-kosher animals inside of their traps. Mutarim Lemochran Lenachrim, when they fall into their traps, they're allowed to sell those non-kosher animals to the non-Jews. See from there that you can get hana'ah from a sheket, from a sheretz, despite the fact that there's an Isra Achila, an Isra Achila that's phrased as lo ye'achel, which means that it's both problematic for Rabbi Abahu and Chizkiyah. Gemara says, Shani hotom damakra lachem. It says, v'sheketz yu lachem. So the lachem, they're darshening shalachem yehei. Means that it's for you means for your benefit and for your utility. So Gemara says, yehachi afilu hachila nami. If that's the case, then why is it only if by chance a non-kosher animal falls into your trap, you're allowed to sell it to the goy. Why don't we say, even l'chatchila, you can trap non-kosher animals and trade in them and sell them. And we know there's a restriction from trafficking in nevelot and trefot and shkatzim v'ramasim. So you're not allowed to traffic in these items. You're not allowed to make a livelihood from trafficking in these items. But if it's yours, why not? Because it says, v'sheket yu lachem. So lachem says it is for your benefit. Yu means b'havyatan yuhu, that they remain in their problematic state. So there is this fine balance between the two. Yes, they remain asur, and you can't get full-fledged open hana from them, but if it, by chance it ends up in your possession, then you can dispose of it and get hana from it. So we're not going to let you be actively involved in shkatzim ramasim or in trefot and nevelot to traffic in them, but if by chance or per chance it happens that you come across one of them, then you can dispose of it by giving it to the nachri. So there is permission for hana'ah, but it's permission on a downgraded level. It's not a full-fledged hana'ah, only hana'ah where you would sustain a loss if we didn't allow you to sell it. Ulechizya lamelili lemichtav lo yachel, umayti lachem lemishrei. According to Chizkiah, why did the Torah write lo yachel, and then afterwards bring the word lachem to reverse it? Now, for Rabbi Abel, this is not a question, because Rabbi Abel says the standard word of achila in all cases means isur hana'ah. So the Torah has to write achila. If it means achila, it also has to write you can't eat it. So by definition, when he writes achila, even if it really just means achila, it has to write it that way, and then it'll have to take away the isur hana'ah. So Rabbi Abel, it's understandable why the Torah would write it, and then give you a miut to tell you that it's really not the case over here. On the other hand, for Chizkiah, Chizkiah has a specific formulation that gives you the isur hana'ah, which is lo yachel. The Torah, if it only wanted to teach you about the isur achila, could have just said lo yochal. Why did it use the term lo yachel? Lo yachel is indicative of an isur hana'ah, so now you're doing an offsetting thing. You're putting in the word or the formulation that means isur hana'ah, and then you're giving a dispensation by saying lachem. Just skip both of them, and you won't have a problem. That's what the Gemara is asking over here. So why, according to him, lama li mikhtav lo yachel, maiti lachem l'mishrei, lo lichtov rachmana lo yachel, v'lo bay lachem. Don't write lo yachel, just write lo yochal, lo yochlu, and then you won't need the word lachem. They becomes extraneous. So amar lecha Chizkiah, Chizkiah says, you know what? You know why that's the case over here? Time of the din, ami meocha. This is the source for my position. The source of my position is this case by the shkatzim, remasim, because over here it says lo yachel, and despite the fact that it says lo yachel, which seems to indicate only an isur achila, nevertheless the Torah has to say lachem to come to undermine that and say that there is no isur hana'ah, implying that without lachem there would be an isur hana'ah. And so that's from lo yachel. Lo yachel, I know from this case of shkatzim v'ramasim that the din is, when it says lo yachel, it means isur achila and isur hana'ah, and that's why I need the word lachem. That lachem teaches me that there is no isur hana'ah over here. And this is the binyan av, this is the paradigm for the usage of the word lo yachel in the Torah that tells us whenever you use lo yachel, it means isur hana'ah, and that's why the Torah has to come with a specific exclusion over here. V'chare chametz. What about chametz? The Rachman Amar lo yachel chametz. If Torah says there lo yachel chametz, which implies an isur hana'ah, v'tanya with a bright, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, tamal atzmecha, hey chametz asur b'ana'ah kol shiva. There's no way that chametz is asur b'ana'ah for all 7 days of Pesach. He's saying, not only is it not asur after Pesach, but even on Pesach itself, it's not asur b'ana'ah. So here you have Rabbi Yossi Aglili with a position that despite the fact that it says lo yachel, says that it's mutar b'ana'ah. When it says, shani atam, Rabbi Yossi Aglili has a differentiated opinion because damakrab v'lo yirei lecha seor. So it says you may not have seor lecha shelcha yehei. So they're dashing lecha to mean that it's yours. Yours meaning that you may get benefit from it. V'rabbanon, the rabbanon disagree Rabbi Yossi Aglili and think there is an isur hana'ah. What do they do? They say shelcha yi ataruah v'ataruah shel acherim v'shel gvoah. As the drasha that we had from the first parak, which is lo yirei lecha teaches you that the restriction on chametz is only on your chametz, but not on someone else's chametz, the nachri's chametz, and not on chametz of Hekdesh. That which you don't own is not your problem in terms of chametz. V'idach, well, where does Rabbi Yossi Aglili learn that from? Trei lecha k'tivei. It says the word lecha twice, because it says lo yirei lecha se'or, and again the pasuk says lo yirei lecha se'or. V'idach, what did the Rabbanon do with the two times it says lo yirei lecha se'or? Gemara says, chad b'nachri shekivashto, v'chad b'nachri shelo kivashto. The difference between a nachri that is under your control versus a nachri that is not under your control. So that will determine whether you really have ownership over this item or do not have ownership over this item. So lecha, one of them teaches you lecha that it's your problem, and the other one teaches you lecha that it's not your problem. V'idach, So then, how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know that he needs that limud as well? It says Tlata Lucha Aktiv. It actually writes Lucha three times, because it says Lo Yerelecha Soor, Lo Yerelecha Soor, and then Lo Yerelecha Chametz. So three times you have the word Lo Yerelecha, twice with Soor, and once with Chametz. So he'll use one of them to teach the din of Lucha that there is no Isra Hana, one of them to teach you that Shalcha Ataru Ad, that the only problem here is yours, but not someone else's. And then the last one comes to teach you Lucha that if you have ownership because of your relationship with the Nachri or because of the responsibility that you accepted, that's also problematic for you. So those are the three limudim that Rabbi Yossi Aglili has. Then the Chachamim, Beidach, what do the Chachamim do with the three luchas? Two of them, they're going to learn like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The third one, they don't learn like Rabbi Yossi Aglili because they think there is an Isra Hana. So Chad b'Seor v'Chad b'Chametz. The difference is that one of them is by Seor and one's by Chametz. Lo Yerelecha Seor, Lo Yerelecha Seor, I agree with you, is superfluous and we'll learn something from that. But Lo Yerelecha Chametz is not superfluous because I need a din by Chametz and a din by Seor b'Tzricha, and I need both of them. The Gemara in the beginning of Beitzah deals with that, with Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, says that you cannot learn from the other because Chametz is Ra'ui L'Achila, so maybe that's why it's Asur. Seor, which is not Ra'ui L'Achila, maybe that would not be Asur. Soor, on the other hand, which is a machmitz, is something that causes leavening, maybe that's osur. Whereas chametz, which is an edible item, would not be osur. So there the Gemara says you need the Torah to come and specify you the Isur by both of them. And therefore I cannot take it for granted, just because it says lo yerelecha soor, lo yerelecha chametz, the lecha in both those cases is teaching me the same din, once by soor and once by chametz, and I could not extrapolate from one to the other. Lema kitana'e. Let us say that this lo tochal of Rabbi Abahu, whether that means Isra Achila or also Isra Hana, is actually a machloket Tanaim. Because it says, Ya'aseh l'chol melacha, that you may use chalev for any work that you want, for anything that you need. Matam alom l'chol melacha. Why is the Torah teaching you that you can do anything you want with it? She'achol l'melachet gvoayeh mutar. I would think that chalev is only permissible to use for kodesh, for using for things that deal with shamayim, l'melachet hajot ye'asur. But for your own personal benefit, you wouldn't be able to use it. Tam alom l'chol melacha. Torah comes to teach you the Chol Melacha that it's completely mutar for you as well to get personal benefit from it. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shechom L'Melachet Hedyot Yehei Tahor. I would think that when it comes to Melacha of Hedyot, it would be Tahor, because it's not considered to be Tameh. It doesn't have a level of Tumah that affects a Hedyot or layperson. L'Melachet Gvoa Yehei Tameh. On the other hand, if you're trying to use it for Kodesh, that already won't let you use Chelev for Kodesh. Tamalomar the Chol Melacha. That's why the Torah teaches you the Chol Melacha, to teach you that even for Kodesh it's mutar and it stays tahor. So Rabbi Yosef Lila Lutumal Tara lo yitzrichra. Tuman Tara, I don't need a pasuk. Yitzrichra the Isra Veheter. I only need it to tell you whether it's mutar or asur. Verakiva Isra Veheter lo tzrichra. I don't need a pasuk for Isra Veheter. Yitzrichra the Tuman Vetara. Only time I need a pasuk is for Tuman Tara. My love. Bahakamithagate. This is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Yosef Lili Savar lo tochlu mashma ben Isra Achila ben Isra Ana. The Rabbi Yossi Aglili thinks that the word lo tochlu, when it says you may not eat the chaylev, that means a restriction in achilah and a restriction in hana. B'chiyat akra, so when the pasuk comes to teach you, it's coming to tell you, mishrei l'nevelu b'anahu data, it's coming to teach you that this chaylev is mutar, and it's not subsumed under the normal rubric of lo tochlu, which means isra achilah and isra hana. Rabbi Kiva savar, Rabbi Kiva believes isra achilah mashma, that whenever you say lo tochlu, it just means an isra achilah, not isra hana. Isra Hana, lo mashma. I didn't learn anything about Isra Hana, so it's automatically mutar b'ana. Yatakra lo tuma v'tara. So why do I need the pasuk? The pasuk come to teach me about tuma v'tara. It says, well, that's not the machlok between them. The kuliyama lo tochlu mashma ben Isra Achila ben Isra Hana. Everybody agrees with Rabbi Abahu that lo tochlu means both Isra Achila and Isra Hana. V'hocha b'haka miflege. What are they arguing about over here? Rabbi Yossi Aglili savar kisha hutra nevela hi hutra. When the Torah said that the nevela is mutar b'ana, which as we learned before, that you can give it to the ger, or you can sell it to the nachri, that was a dispensation to tell you that the nevela is mutar b'hana'a. How wide is that net of nevela? So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, nevela means hi hutra, v'choba, v'gida, lohudru. Only nevela was mutar. Chelev and egid, those are considered to be separate items. They're not subsumed under the din of nevela. Therefore, each one of them will require their own heter to get hana from them. So in terms of chalva, chalef, this is the heter. The chol melacha is the heter to get hana from it. V'chitz, three cross. So therefore I need a pasul eretz anahu da'ata. That's what it's coming for. To be matir the chalef v'hana. Rabbi Kiva, savak shehutra nevela. When you have the dispensation by nevela to have a heter hana over there. Chalva v'gida, nami utru. That's not just nevela. That includes chalef and gid. V'chitz, three cross. So then why do I need a pasul here by chalef? It must be lutuma v'tahara. V'rav Yossi Aglili, ashkan chalef, d'shayi rachmano v'hana. So now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it makes sense. Now we have a pasuk that tells us Nevela is Mutar B'ana. Chelev is Mutar B'ana. But Gid and Asher, Maybe get in a shesh be'asur b'ana'a. Because there is no heter, there's no pasuk that gives that dispensation. Gemara says, Ibaitema okanami dasur. Ain't okanami, it is asur b'ana'a. Ibaitema mighty love a kalvachomer. He learns a kalvachomer from chalev. Ma chalev shanush karet. Chalev, that if you eat it, you consume it, there's a punishment of karet. Mutar b'ana'a. Nevertheless, you can get hana from it. Gid, shenu anush karet. A gid, if you eat, is only alive. Lokoshikain. Certainly it should be mutar b'ana'a. Now, for Rabbi Shimon da Asar, before in the Gemara, in the previous daf, we saw that Rabbi Shimon says that a gid nashes asur v'hana'a. Why does he learn this kalvachomer of Yossi Aglili? Eino Hanami doesn't think it's subsumed under the Vela because it's eino benotein tam. Nevertheless, he should at least learn the kalvachomer of Yossi Aglili. Says ikal mifrach, we can undermine that kalvachomer. Malach chelev k'shen hutar michlolo etzel chaya. Chelev has a het there somewhere else. Etzel chaya, non-domesticated animals, chelev is mutar. You can eat the chelev. So chelev has a heter, even though it's a chiyuv karet here, but in other places it's totally mutar. Mar begitch lo utar michlolo etzel chaya. A gid and a shir is always a sur. When it's a kosher animal, the gid is always a sur. There's no case where it is mutar. V'idach, what about Rabbi Yossi Glili? Doesn't this undermine his kavachomer? No, he's going to say, b'behema kamrinim. I'm talking about within domesticated animals. Within those animals, behema miat lo ishtare. Within animals, within a behema, chelev is a sur, gid is a sur. Chelev is a chiyuv karet, gid is a chiyuv lav. So if I look at the kavachomer in that narrow sense, then I can learn at least for behema that a gid should not have an isur hana'ah. Mechtei. Odvinu kolehani krai, shaninu. So now we've asked all these questions from the psukim, meaning what would make the difference between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yobohu, Chizkiah who only has an Isur Hanah by Lo Yachel, and Rabbi Yobohu has it by any Isur Achilah. And sure enough, every time we bring up an Isur Achilah, Rabbi Yobohu has a reason why there is no Isur Hanah. So in the end, Chizkiah, Rabbi Yobohu, but my plige? In the end now, what's the machloke between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yobohu? Because there is no difference in their opinions. Bechamet, bePesach, v'libid Rabbanan. We have Chametz on Pesach, according to the Rabbanan. What's the source for the Easter Hana'ah over there? Which is, according to Chizkiah Lo Yachel, and according to Rabbi Yobohu, it's because the Torah uses the term Achilah, and there is no dispensation or mitigating Pasuk that tells you that there is a Heter Hana'ah. V'shura Niskal, v'libid Divrei Akol. And the Shura Niskal, according to everyone. By Chametz, it's only Rabbanan, because you have Yossi Aglili who thinks there is a Heter Hana'ah. And by Shor Niskal, everybody agrees there's an Isur Hana'ah over there. And there again, the Machloket revolves around what generates that Isur Hana'ah. Is the Isur Hana'ah generated by the Lo Yachel, or is it generated by the fact that it's just an Isur Achilah without any offsetting Pasuk? So now, Chizkiah Nafikle Me Lo Yachel. In all these cases, Chizkiah learns it out of Lo Yachel, Rebo Nafikle Me Nevela. He learns it out from Nevela, which teaches us, since there's a Heter Hana'ah by Nevela, therefore, in every case where there's achilah, there's an assumed iser hana'ah. Michte, ben lamar, asurim b'hana'ah. In the end, they both say the same thing, which is that chametz al pesach, according to Rabbanan, and shor niskal, are asurim b'hana'ah. There is no nafkamina between their two positions. Ma bein ayu. Ben, what can we see as a difference between them, or what makes the difference in their opinions? Mar says, ige bein ayu chulin shenishchatu b'azara. The difference between them has to do with chulin shenishchatu b'azara. Chizkiah savar. Chizkiah believes Lo Yachel is the Utehani. So Chizkiah says Lo Yachel comes to exclude all the other items why they don't have an Isur Hana'ah. Chametz bePesach Libi Drabanan and Shor Niskal have an Isur Hana'ah because of Lo Yachel. That means any other case of Isur Achilah in the Torah does not have an Isur Hana'ah. I don't need anything else to exclude it because it's already excluded by the fact or the mere fact that Lo Yachel was not used. So Oto, the Kelev Tashlichun Oto, that Oto. What does he use the word oto for? Limute chulin shenishchatu b'azara. Comes to exclude chulin shenishchatu b'azara. That teaches you that there is an iser hana'ah by chulin shenishchatu b'azara. So that would be the position of Chizkiah. Chizkiah, number one, believes Lo Yachel is the source for iser hana'ah. Number two is that teaches us by Chametz and Shor Niskal that there's an iser hana'ah. Number three is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who by Nevela says, Darim kichtavan, that things are written literally. Then the pasuk by Nevela is not extraneous, and the reason it's written there is Leger benitina and Lenachri b'mechira. The only thing I've left over, an extra pasuk here, is Lekelev tashlichu noto. That kelev tashlichu noto I don't need. So what do I do with the extra oto? What's that coming to me, ma'it? That's coming to tell you that there is a heterana by treifa. There is no heterana by chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. So according to Chizkiah, chulin shenishchatu ba'azara will have an isurana. Rabbi Abou savar oto lemutehane. This oto, according to Rabbi Yehuda, comes to exclude these. Meaning that according to Rabbi Yehuda, because by Nevela it's Dorim Kichtavam, that means that I can't use the pasuk by Nevela to teach me the Isur Hana'ah by other cases. Because there, the Heter Anah is not coming to teach me the Heter Anah per se, but rather to teach me that you can give Netina the Ger and Mechira the Nachri. So that's not an extraneous Pasuk. Where is there an extraneous Pasuk? Lekelev Tashkechu Noto. So from Lekelev Tashkechu Noto comes to teach me that Oto is Mutar Bahana'a. The others are Asurin Bahana'a. What are these others that are Asurin Bahana'a? The others are Asurin Bahana'a. It's Chameitz, Bepesach, and Shor HaNisgal. Because they're the only two where we don't have an offsetting Pasuk or mitigating Pasuk to tell us that it's Mutar Bahana'a. What am I going to do with Chulin Shnishkatu the Zara now? Chulin Shnishkatu the Zara. Lav de Oraita Ninu. That's not Mina Torah. So similar to what we saw before in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have the Oto left over anymore. That Oto, according to Rabbi Abahu, is there to exclude or teach us by other cases that they are a Serim Bahana when it uses the Isser Achila. And over here, there's a special dispensation by Trefa. That means he has no excess pasuk to teach us about Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara. And he'll believe that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara in Ochanami is only a Din Darabonon, and that's why I don't need the miut from the pasuk. Similarly, Rabbi Bau will have the same din that comes out of Rabbi Meir's position by Nevela. For Rabbi Huda, he has to learn it out of the Kelev Tashlichu Noto, because by Nevela he says Dvarim Kichtavam. Rabbi Meir says that by Nevela it's not Dvarim Kichtavam, but rather it's an extraneous pasuk, because you could have given to the Ger or sold to the Ger. You could have given to Nachri or sold to the Nachri. Pasuk teaches you an order, but that's Misvara, you would say that, because you have an obligation to support the Ger Toshav. And therefore, this Pasuk is completely extraneous, and from that I learn out that Achila otherwise has an Isser Anah. So similar to what we saw before about the Isser Achila being generated either by Nevela or by Trefa. Nevela for Rabbi Meir, or Trefa for Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Meir, then you will also have the Kalev of Tashlichu Noto as extraneous, and he will learn that it's Memayit Chulin Shenishchatu Bazara. So in that case, there will be no difference between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Abahu. The difference between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Abahu will only appear within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Because within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Chizkiyah still has the Kalev of Tashlichu Noto as extraneous, and therefore he can use it to Memayit Chulin Shenishchatu Bazara. On the other hand, for Rabbi Abahu, because Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Kalev Tashlichu Noto the Isur Hana'ah B'kol HaTorah Kula, because he does not differentiate between Lo Yochal and Lo Ye'achel, so therefore he doesn't have anything left over to teach you about Chulin Shenishchatu B'Azara. So the nafkmina between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Abahu will be Chulin Shenishchatu B'Azara Alibet de Rabbi Yehuda. According to Chizkiyah, it will be Osir B'Ana Mina Torah. And according to Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Yehuda believes that Chulin Shenishchatu B'Azara is only a Din de Rabbanan, not a Din de Oraita. Okay, we'll stop over here.